Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Yesterday on the program, we had one of the best impromptu conversations ever about the sport of pole vaulting in anticipation of our next guest. Chris Nilsson won a national title in pole vault when he cleared 18 feet and a quarter inches at the NCAA Indoor Championship. He currently holds the American under 20 indoor record. Derek Miles is his coach. We've got Chris on the line from Vermilion. Chris, welcome to In the Moment.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Am I saying your name right? Is it Nilsson?
It is Nilsson. Thank you.
Am I saying 18 feet, one quarter inches right? Or is there a different pole vaulty way to say that?
What's the lingo?
When I jumped
at nationals?
Yeah. Well, what's the record?
I jumped 8 1/4.
Say that again, please. Your phone cut out.
Sorry. I jumped 18 8 1/4.
18 8 1/4. All right. We had the coolest conversation yesterday, Chris, because I know nothing about pole vaulting, so I got all the lingo wrong, but I just love to watch the sport. So we're going to ask you a little bit to describe sort of how you train and what the competition is like. So where do you want to start? Like, how did you get into this area of track and field?
So it all started back in my freshman year of high school, where I actually wanted to go to college for soccer, because that's what I did from 3 years old to 17 years old. And, I needed something to do in the off season. So I started going out to the track, and my middle school English teacher was actually the pole vault coach. So I asked her if I could join, and she said, yeah, go for it. And, you know, the first few times, like any other sport, you try for the first time, you fail. And I fell back down onto the runway a few times. And she was really supportive and just got me back up on the runway. And I ended up doing pretty well freshman and sophomore year. Ended up jumping 12.3 at the end of my sophomore year. And then around November of my junior year, I went to a private coach named Rick Addick. He's a very well-known, world-renowned pole vault coach based in Merriam, Kansas right now. And started training with him, and then within a month or two, I was already jumping 15 feet. So I said, yeah, I should probably stick with this. And by the end of my junior year, I jumped 17, and that's when I got introduced to Derek Miles and the USD program.
Okay, so we're going to bring Derek Miles in right now. He's joining us on the phone from the USD campus. Derek, welcome.
Thank you. How are you guys doing?
Good. We're having a good time talking to Chris here. And Chris, before I ask Coach a question, I'm just wondering, you know, you start out at one area. Well, you start out falling over, and then, you know, the progression is really extraordinary. Walk me through that process of how you get from your, you know, initial success to all of a sudden a big leap in elevation.
I think it has a lot to do. It's kind of a two-way street, because you've got the coach who really wants you to do well, and they put their best foot forward, but it's also on you. You know, you can't just expect to get better without putting in the work. And I think that was really that was a good combination between my private coach, Rick Addick, and I. We both had a very good work ethic, and we both wanted to get better, both as an athlete and as a coach. And with those two things working together, such as they are right now with Derek Miles and I, you know, we work really well together as a team, and I think that shows with the performances that are coming. And I think it's just a two-way street. If both parts of that thing are working, then I think it can be something really great.
All right, Coach Miles, tell me what kind of athlete Chris is.
Well, you don't jump as high as he's jumping as a freshman in college unless you're extremely talented. You know,
right.
He's got a lot of the raw physical tools that you look for in the sport. He's got the height. He's close to 6'5", and so he's got a long reach. He's tall, which gives you longer levers. And in terms of the physics of the sport, it's kind of a win-win. But he also has two other parts that are very important that don't often come with height, which is speed and then kind of body awareness. You kind of put those three things together, and you kind of become this physically pretty blessed pole vaulter. And then it's just a matter of, like he said, kind of putting the rest of the pieces together in terms of, you know, environment and training and a little bit of technical cues here and there to kind of get him to clean everything up and kind of go off and do what he's able to do. So
Tell me, Coach, about this sort of private coaching influence, and what's that like to have a student with that kind of background coming in as a freshman to USD?
Well, we're seeing it a little bit more and more these days. You know, there are a lot of these small vault clubs that kind of pop up throughout the country, and, you know, Rick Attic has certainly made a name for himself in the pole vault, in that he was actually, when I was in college, he was the pole vault coach for Kansas. So I knew of him, and he had done well with some of those college vaulters and back in the day. And, you know, I think he obviously stayed connected to the sport and continued to do it in these other avenues. But, you know, I think you see these specialization, you know, we have volleyball clubs and basketball clubs and summer things. And, you know, it's just becoming more prevalent in our athletic society. And I think it's kind of worked its way down into the pole vault, where with such a highly technical event, if you can get a start on it and have people that spend time on it with you, you kind of learn those ropes a little bit faster. You know, I think the only downside to it is that sometimes you miss a little bit of that physical training because they spend so much time on the technical side. But because it is such a complex sport, it's kind of a valuable thing to be doing is spending that time on the technical side. So it's kind of a two-way street. You know, when we get to college, we tend to kind of shift back into the physical side.
Right.
And I think that, you know, freshmen, that's tough for a freshman who's so used to jumping four times a week to now only jump maybe twice a week or once a week. It's a little bit of a change. But once they see kind of what the training does in terms of speed and strength and what it adds to your jump, all of a sudden I think they kind of get on board with it. But it takes a little adjustment. But he's done well with that.
Chris, we've got a couple minutes left, and I'm wondering what's coming up next for you. What's your next few months look like?
I think it's just we got a lot of outdoor meets coming up. This weekend we go to Arizona, and then I'll be taking a week off or so to train for Texas relays. And I think what we're focusing on right now is just a little bit of rest right now, and then start to stem me back up for some of the bigger meets, get hopefully some bigger heights in, and then just stay healthy and stay consistent. If we can do both of those things, I think it's going to be a good season.
All right, great, Chris. This is one of those sports that you really don't need to know a lot about it to enjoy. And I was saying yesterday, my favorite part of watching pole vaulting is when an athlete clears that bar, and I love the fall on the way down. Tell me what that feels like when you've accomplished something and you've got a couple seconds to process it before you hit the mat.
I think the fall is probably the most joyful part of the vault, because like you said, you get that instant feeling of gratification, and you know, like, wow, I've cleared it. And the fall is the best part, because if you realize that you're falling, then you can just sit there and enjoy it. And it's kind of just like you're free falling, and you're just happy that you made the bar and that you get another three chances to go up another bar, and hopefully it's a PR bar at the next bar. But
and before think, you have to worry about that next jump, you just get that fall. I love watching that. So, Chris Nilsson, thanks for representing South Dakota. We appreciate your time. National title in pole vault at the NCAA Indoor Championship. He currently holds the American Under 20 indoor record. Thanks, Chris. And Derek Miles is his coach at USD. Coach Miles, thanks for all you do.
Nope, thanks. Appreciate it.